From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 11th, 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, BOK Deputy Governor signals more rate hikes on inflation risk. The Bank of Korea will likely need to raise interest rates further as strong growth feeds into underlying inflation, its outgoing senior deputy governor said, while adding that the stronger currency and recent stock market moves give policymakers some flexibility in setting policy. Next, second, from Sky Sports. I've never seen that before. Medvedev and Marasin play rock, paper scissors on court. Daniil Medvedev and Fabian Marasin play rock, paper scissors on court. Please use Chrome browser for a more accessible video player. Daniil Medvedev and Fabian Marasin play rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to serve the deciding point serve against Theo Uribidge and Albano Olivetti. Up next, third, from The Guardian Sport, League 2 2026-27 preview, the contenders, hopefuls and strugglers. Salford and Chesterfield look set to challenge for promotion, while Rochdale and York could struggle after managerial changes. Salford meekly lost the playoff final, and that was the end of days for Carl Robinson as he was sacked. Peter C. Klimovsky was not the obvious replacement, but the Australian left behind the Malaysia national side for a crack at League 2 with the rebranded Amis, who are back in their traditional orange. Macaulay Langstaff has arrived with the task of providing the goals to finally get Salford up, and few would bet against the striker. Continue reading, and then, fourth, from BBC Sport Football, following Guardiola and captaincy dilemma, Maresca on life at Man City. How do you replace Pep Guardiola? Enzo Maresca is just starting to find out this summer, having been chosen as the Spaniard's successor at Manchester City, returning after being Guardiola's assistant during the club's treble-winning 2022-23 campaign. Guardiola, one of the greatest managers of his generation, stepped down at the end of last season after leading City to 17 major trophies, including 6 Premier League titles and a Champions League victory. Next, fifth, from ABC Australia News. Never forgotten where he's from. Outback community pride for Crows legend. Former Adelaide Crows captain Taylor Tex Walker will retire at the end of the 2026 season after 19 years with the club. Walker's friends and family say he has shown what kids from Broken Hill can achieve if they put their minds to it. What's next? Walker, in his announcement, said he wants to go back home and win a premiership with the Broken Hill North Bulldogs in 2027. Taylor Walker will go down in history as an AFL legend, but when all is said and done, the boy from the bush wants to return home and attempt to win a premiership in the town that made him. Up next, sixth, from Digiday. Why agentic media buying is becoming a client-by-client configuration job. The issue is in the governance. Butler/Till should know. The independent media agency has been testing programmatic media buying agents for months now, concluding at least half a dozen new tests since May, Scott Ensign, chief strategy officer at Butler/Till, told Digiday. And then, seventh, from Jalopnik. How can you become a DoorDash driver and what can you expect to earn? Google Trends data shows a worrying sign about the economy. Enter the search term, side hustle, and you'll see a notable spike this year. In fact, it's notably more elevated than in 2023, as is the term become a dasher. Indeed's hiring lab, the recruiting company's think tank arm, shows that among folks with multiple jobs, delivery driver tops the list of the most popular titles people use to describe their employment. The term has indexed higher in 2026 than at any time since early 2023. Indeed also says lots of folks with multiple gigs are just doubling up in the same industry. Next, eighth, from Autocar, Renault mulls Clio reinvention, next gen 5 alongside new models. Renault is currently considering next generation versions of both the ultra successful 5 and Clio, but boss Fabrice Cambolive said the French manufacturer's first objective is to add some purely new models to its existing lineup. The brand has enjoyed considerable success in recent years by adding retro-themed EVs, such as the 4, 5, and Twingo, alongside a growing lineup of hybrid models, such as the Clio, and including a range of new SUVs that have adopted classic nameplates. Up next, Monterey Car Week bidders face a $5 million guide for this 1958 Ferrari 250 GT Cabriolet Series I, framed against recent Maranello sale benchmarks. RM Sotheby's lists the 1958 Ferrari 250 GT Cabriolet Series I with a $5 million presale. Estimate, its chassis 18 of just 40 Series I Pininfarina Cabriolets. Matching numbers, Ferrari Classic Certification and Preservation Class concurs history. 9th, from Motor 1958 Ferrari reappears with a shocking $5 million estimate. The most talked about Ferrari at Monterey Car Week this year is not a modern hypercar. And then, 10th, from B in Crypto, Arthur Hayes says Fed's Japan Yen plan will pump Bitcoin. Hayes co-founded BitMEX and now runs the Maelstrom family office. He has built a reputation for macro calls that tie Fed and Treasury policy moves directly to crypto prices. The mechanism he describes is real, though its scale is not yet confirmed. It runs through the Foreign and International Monetary Authority's FEMA repo facility, a Fed program that lets foreign governments post U.S. treasuries as collateral for short-term dollar loans. Instead of selling those treasuries outright, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said Japan holds $1.143 trillion in U.S. treasuries. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.